I left the garden and went down to the creek. There I dug a large hole in the soft sand and buried my sparkling, glittering, enormous, incredible fortune. At last it was safe. At last I would be able to sleep. I started back to the gas tanks. But then the thought occurred to me, what if the creek came up in the night and washed my treasure away? No, that wasn't a good hiding place. I went back and dug up my treasure. This time I chose a spot in the feed barn, over against the north wall behind a bale of prairie hay. Nobody would ever look in the feed barn for a treasure. I started back to the gas tanks, confident that... What if the coons raided the feed barn? What if they were already there? I didn't have a minute to lose. I turned and dashed back to the feed barn, wiggled through the place at the bottom where the door is warped, almost cut off the lower half of my body in the process, and to my great relief, found that I had gotten there just in time. The treasure was safe. I moved it down to the sick pen and slipped it under one of those old wooden feed troughs. Surely it would be, but maybe not. Hadn't I left tracks in the dirt? Anyone who leaves tracks in the dirt can be tracked. No, my treasure wasn't safe there. I removed it and went in search of a better hiding place. I must have walked around headquarters 5 times before it dawned on me that a safe hiding place simply didn't exist. I mean, if you're hiding garbage or ordinary stuff, any old place will do. But if you're hiding a priceless fortune, of course, that left me with a small problem. What the heck was I gonna do with it if I couldn't hide it? I didn't dare leave it anywhere. I didn't dare sleep. I didn't dare let it out of my grasp. So you might say that I walked around all night with the priceless corn cob in my mouth. Sure got sleepy. Boy, did I get sleepy. Could hardly keep my eyes open, but iron discipline prevailed, and I kept pinching myself to stay awake and darn near fell asleep. Huh?